Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that Satan will try to destroy a Christian's testimony. Let's end the week on that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You see, Satan did the same thing with Eve. Now, God's holding something back from you. Oh, just look what you'd have if you just let that go. And he works that way on far too many today, especially those who have a bent towards fulfilling the lust of the flesh, if fulfilling that lust is acceptable with respectable society. Respectable society does not determine if a thing is right or wrong. It is the Word of God that does. Now, we've seen the deceived. We've seen the devil in this last couple verses. Now, we see Satan's the destroyer. For this purpose there in verse 8, okay? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. So primarily, the individual who is saved will find the devil is trying to destroy his testimony. Now, the word manifested here on this very particular thing, God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That word manifested is similar to the word revelation. But it is a word that implies those to whom the revelation is made. He was manifested to mankind so man could see his own sinful state. However, we see that men loved darkness rather than light. In John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, we read this. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, we must want our sin taken away. And again, there are just too many out there that they want saved from hell, but they don't want saved from their sin. And so they're like these in John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. They love darkness rather than light. They won't come to the light. But they that do come to light, when they see their deeds are manifested, that they don't want that to be a part of them. So they turn to God and sees that God does a work in them and through them by his blood cleansing. So when you go back, in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, we read this. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, the purpose of Christ's coming was to destroy the works of the devil, which primarily are a deceiving work in order to corrupt men. Once men are saved, he tries to corrupt them in their salvation and in their daily walk. Now, Satan is going to get his punishment. In Revelation 20 and verse 10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and he shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever." Those who do not repent and turn to Christ, seeking him to remove their sin and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, and seeking him alone for salvation, they will occupy hell with the devil for all eternity in that lake of fire. That's why God sent the Apostle Paul to preach his message, that is God's message, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, he says in Acts 20:21, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, instead of seeking our own identity, we ought to seek to be identified with Christ, having the righteousness which is of Christ, that not of ourselves. And my friend, he wants to save you. And he will save you if you'll come to him. What must you do? You must first admit, I am a sinner. And I deserve to go to hell. Why? Because all have sinned, Romans 3:23 says, and have come short of the glory of God. We've come short of Jesus Christ, because it's to he to whom we are compared. In Romans 6:23, he says, for the wages of sin is death. Isn't it interesting he didn't say for the wages of a great big sin? A multitude of sin. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, James tells us, to him it is sin, in James chapter 4. All unrighteousness is sin, John chapter 5, verse 17. On we could go about things that are sin. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you committed adultery, if you look on a maid, that lust, you've committed adultery with her already in your heart. In God's eyes, it's wrong. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? So again, we go see all these things that are sin. For the wages of sin is death. That's grim news, because that's separation from God forever. In the lake of fire where you never cease to exist, you never escape, and there's no hope. You're tormented day and night, forever and ever, with company that is being tormented even worse than you are, that is the devil. Oh, what grim news. But that's only half that verse. For the second half of Romans 6:23 says, but the gift, not something you earn, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages, we've earned it. Because of our sin, we've earned to go to hell. The wages of sin is death. But the gift, you didn't earn it. You turn to God to receive it, knowing that he takes away your sin and he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The gift of God is eternal life through, and it's only through, Jesus Christ our Lord. For in John 14:6 we read, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, even in our worst state, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, what a profound thought. So we go to Romans 10:9. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ was Lord, that is, he was God Almighty, come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus is his humanity that became the sacrifice for our sin when he shed his blood and died for us on the cross. And then 3 days later rose from the dead. So that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How do you believe in your heart? You trust him with your life. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ making you accepted in heaven before God. Not your righteousness, his righteousness. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not? Right now, right where you are. You're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home? Why not bow your head and pray with us and ask the Lord to save you? You say, I'm not real sure what to say. Well, let me word a prayer. And the prayer that I would word here would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you're really wanting to enter that eternal personal relationship with God, to be cleansed and forgiven of your sin, then you might pray this way. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. You just prayed that prayer. Did you mean it? If you did, would you listen to our announcer in just a few moments when he gives you our mailing address and let us know, or you may email us through our web address. Contact us through our web address. He'll give you our website as well as our physical address. Let us know, and then let someone else know. Check your internet or your yellow pages in a phone book if you have that, and find a church that is Baptist, is independent, fundamental, one that preaches the word, has good godly music, uses the King James Bible. Call them up, find out about that, and then tell them that you've asked the Lord to save you. And what's your next step? And they'd be so happy to work with you on that. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please tell your friends about the Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.